Teddy Bridgewater made his return to the Vikings practice field yesterday at OTAs. Bridgewater still recovering from that gruesome knee injury suffered last year.
While the long-term prognosis is still very much in the air, there is at least some good news. We saw that video of him in rehab.
He is able to start dropping back and throwing the ball. He is not cleared for practice, but he's working extremely hard in his rehab, and we'll continue to monitor his progress as he goes.
Mike Zimmer is going to miss time. The team says it's a few weeks after an 8th eye surgery.
Now they have got to disengage him from those activities.
We're in constant communication with him, and, you know, we're relaying his message and his vision.
We do know that we all have a job to do. We know the jobs that we have to do. And regardless of who's here, though, we're fighting like heck for all of us to do the right thing and do as good a job as possible.
We have a couple of rookies here that are sticking out from an athletic standpoint that we're pretty excited about.
We certainly, you know, caught our eye in the rookie stuff, and now, you know, now that he's in with the vets, you can still see all the same things we saw. He's a very instinctive runner. He'll get his foot down and get up the field. He's actually pretty instinctive when it comes to who to block and pass protection, and he catches the ball extremely well.
Guys have been back for 5-6 weeks now. They've been working hard in the weight room, running, doing some drill work. And now, you know, we're out here putting stuff together, working on the fundamentals and techniques. And one of my favorite times of year.
It's just good to be back out here. You know, we have the different phases in the offseason that allow us to do certain things. So to be out here going against the defense, it's a lot of fun. We're competing. We still got a long way to go. So it's early. Now's the time for us to lay the foundation and get better each and every week.
I mean, you guys are working on red zone and competitive periods, even though it's the off season.
Absolutely. You know, we try to go through situations now that we know are going to come up throughout the season. And, you know, although we don't have our pads on, we can still get out here, compete, practice smart, take care of one another, but most importantly, get better.
Came back. He was really on point with what he's supposed to be doing mentally. He's been out here competing and doing a nice job running routes and catching the ball, understanding where he fits in the running game and who to block. And so to this point, we've been really pleased with his progress based on a year ago. Michael Floyd, again, he's only been here a couple days, but what we've seen so far, he's a fast learner. He's the guy that's probably most behind, even behind the rookies, because they have another week on him. But he's a fast learner, he's a really good route runner, and you can tell that he's a guy that can make plays.